broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Sogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Sports Talk with my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Hello, Bobby.
Year number 10.
Is it really?
Double digits.
How many years you been at this?
I think nine.
On inside.
Did you get a raise?
Yeah.
Did you?
Double.
Are you kidding?
Yep.
Deserved every penny.
He does deserve every penny.
Well, actually, he didn't get a penny. He got a beer and some cheese.
Well,
beer and cheese can't be that.
Actually, two. That's why it's double.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Ooh, hitting hard tonight.
There you go. Perfect.
Welcome to Sports Talk, my good friend, Mr. Feely.
Bobby.
Fee, how was your summer, buddy?
It's beautiful. Awesome.
Awesome. First day of school? Everything, everything good?
Back at her. Yeah. I love it.
I see you got a little rug rat in school.
Yeah, we got one. Went first day today.
Aww.
Which whose was that? Was that
Kelsey's?
Kelsey's.
Yep.
How about you? I mean, you got all your everybody in school?
No. Sonny.
Oh yeah, Sonny. Sonny's yeah. So how many grandkids you got?
Six and a half.
Half? Oh yeah, Jordan's got one in the old oven.
Jordan.
Well, Jordan don't.
Jordan better not. That hurt.
Ouch. How many you got?
Five. Get one on the way.
Any
minute.
So is there any chance that one of them somewhere along the line is going to be a boy?
That's what we're hoping.
She's due when?
1st of September.
But we don't know for sure. Don't know for sure, boy or girl?
Yeah, don't know. They didn't want to know.
Good. I love it.
They haven't checked on any of them.
So you're going to have number seven. Six.
Yep.
Six. Neil?
There's probably several hundred that are that I count as
your kid,
as my kids. They
absolutely.
Are not biological, but they are, I love them all.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Hey, congratulations, Lady Indians Volleyball.
Yeah, started out hot.
Off to a great start. 2-0. Two road wins, right?
Two road wins. Yep. Always tough on the road to get a W.
Yeah, got a nice win Saturday over the Rushi Raiders.
Raiders.
I think that was in four games.
Yep.
I did not get any stats. Did you get any stats?
Didn't get any stats, but the girls looked really good in set one, set two, set three. We tied them a couple of times, but they controlled set three. Set four, they kind of controlled it all the way up till pretty close to the end. I think we got ahead of them once in there. Then it was 21-18, and we were behind.
Yeah. Mm.
And we ended up winning 25-23.
Nice.
We, I think it was, I believe it was Holman. I can't think of her name right now.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Larry and Sue's daughter. And I think that's when she served six straight points.
Nice. Good for her.
Yep. And put us right there. Couldn't quite finish it, so we traded points with them once, and then we were done and finished up with that. But really good.
Got the Rough Riders last night.
Indians win that one. Three games, 25-12, 25-18, 25-17.
Yeah.
Coach Guggenbiller pleasantly surprised at the Indians' start.
Good start.
Said that they scrimmaged St. Mary's a lot this year, and they were a really good team, and that's a nice win. We got out to an early 7-1 lead, and it was a Cameron Mollenkamp show. She had...
nice.
I think I read she had seven aces.
Ooh.
She was
seven kills.
Yeah, she was.
Wow.
She was something else.
She had a big game.
Carly had some great kills.
Yeah,
and several of the girls had a number of service points in a row.
How about
it? Was just good.
How about Kennedy?
Kennedy's back. Yep,
back.
Playing good.
Yep. Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
Glad to hear that.
Mudboat said she was a little tentative starting out, but she said she's...
Once you get into it, I'd say they're back.
Yep. I think it just takes a little while to start swinging, and once that...
Oh, yeah, get it going.
The Indians are 2-0 now, and their next game is when, Neil?
Tomorrow evening against National Trail.
Where's that at?
That's here at home.
Okay, good.
And generally, I don't know anything about their team, but generally... those the girls teams and the CCC are very good.
Usually decent. Yep.
So softball, sometimes basketball, almost always volleyball and softball are very good teams, good girls teams in that league. So I think it's going to be a good another good indicator for us. You know, Rushi's generally very good. St. Mary's generally very good. Again, early in the season, who knows if they're up or down or whatever. Yeah. But, you know, we've looked good in every set except the last two at Rushi. And we ended up winning the fourth set. The third set, we didn't win it. But we had some flashes of okay, but we didn't do really well there.
Fall sports is underway, and also, you know, we talk about volleyball and Fee, and the cross-country team's off to a big start, and the golf team is off to a big start. The golf team is 10-1.
Wow.
And they're just playing great. They had a huge win, beat the absolute pants off of Bremen last night.
Good.
They got a big one coming up Thursday, and they keep playing well, and I think they play Minster tomorrow night.
Ooh.
At Portland. So I know that's a big league match. The cross country team, congratulations, Rachel. What's Calpe's daughter's name?
Joelle.
Joelle finished second in the county meet yesterday.
Yeah.
She St. Henry took the girls' honor. Fort Recovery was second. Joelle Calpe was second with a time of 20:59. And congrats to Joelle. She works her butt off.
She does. She works hard.
I could do that 20 minutes in golf cart, probably.
And also rounding out the top 10, Anna Reister is also in Riley Heikamp for the top 10 for the Indians girls. The boys team finished, I think they finished fifth or sixth. Yep. How many teams are in the county?
Eight.
There's 10 in the league.
I think there's six in the county.
But yeah,
the boys were 134, so they finished in sixth place. I know they're rebuilding, but Reese Diller, I think, was a top 10 yesterday. So
good.
So congratulations to the cross-country team. And the junior high also competed in the Mercer County meet, and I got those scores right here. Let me see what we got here. Let's just go over these real quick because we want to give a shout-out to these little kids working their butts off.
Absolutely. That's kind of cool.
It is. Let's see here. We got...
What I like about the junior high is there will be some kid that's like the worst kid on the team in junior high that turns out to be one of the top two by the time he's a senior or she's a senior. That can change quickly. Usually if they're really good, they keep on being really good. But sometimes that one little dark horse will sneak in there.
Maybe that was texted to me. Maybe
somebody texted to you?
You know what? I can't find it. Ain't that unbelievable? I know I got it. I absolutely know that that was sent to me, and I ain't leaving till I get it.
I drove by football practice, junior high boys.
Yep.
100 of them.
Really?
Tremendous. There's a million kids there.
That's good. That's really good.
Glad to see that.
Yep.
Absolutely. We're glad to see that.
Yep, and especially if they keep on growing.
Yep, get bigger.
And I just,
bigger, stronger, faster.
Yep, and I just saw, I was just typing up the rosters for Wayne Trace, and they've got a kid that's 4'11" and 85 pounds.
Perfect.
He's only a freshman, so he's probably not going to play, but they didn't seem to have any really big kids, but that doesn't mean they're not really talented. Mm. They're just not really big.
I'll do it.
No, that'd be a good one. That'd be, I know Coach Niekamp's excited to get the season underway and get up there and support the Indians. That's a big one. And Wayne Trace you know, that's, we got to get that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. You want to start out?
Then at Urbana next week, and that'll be, you know, we've beat them before, and I'd have zero idea what they have this year.
I agree.
I don't really know what we
always
have.
Compete with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like it's always a good game.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Indians had a scrimmage last Friday against the Indian Lake. And that thing was tied up 14-14, and it's time to kick it off for real.
Yeah, we're about there.
Again, in a league that is crazy good.
Really, really good.
And Marion Local is Freaks, Minster Freaks, Coldwater Freaks.
Yep.
And, you know, Coldwater's going to have the the weight of the world on there with the
yeah.
Kale winning. You know, we want to shout out for what to that kid.
Yeah, and then you throw in the Versailles and the St. Henry's and those.
Absolutely.
That 1 year they'll be great, and then they're down a little bit. And if they're on their up year, which I think St. Henry and Versailles might be again. Delphi St. John. Well, every team in our league has won a state championship in the last 25 years except for Parkway. And they're due.
Let's take a break, Spency. We got to pay some bills. And once again, for year 10, it might be a 10th year of sponsoring us.
10 years of the Wayne IGA.
It's summer, and that means lots of cookouts, and Wayne IGA has everything you need. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steaks, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. And don't forget about their hamburgers, pork chops, boneless chicken breasts, and more. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime Monday through Friday here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Our Lady Indians are undefeated in their first two matches, and tomorrow they'll host National Trail. We'll simulcast WPGW for that match, and their audio will also be heard on the NFHS video. On Friday, it'll be football as our Indians host Wayne Trace. Fort Recovery Radio will bring you all the action live, and our pregame show will begin at 6:40, and our audio will also be heard on the NFHS video. Volleyball and football this week as fall sports get into full swing. Get out and support our Indians teams all season long. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and B.
The first text I got is from Mr. Perry Hall. Perry says, congratulations, boys. On year 10, a decade of nonsense.
Yes. Thank you very much.
But glad Sports Talk is back for another season.
At least he gets it.
Yeah.
A lot of people think we should be serious. But
that's right.
He's got to be our number one.
And sometimes we are. But
Perry Hall is number one.
No doubt.
Kathy Etzler probably in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Calpe Mayer listens a lot.
Mayer was in on
it. Yep.
Yeah.
Sometimes he comes in and helps us out.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mayer's, and he'll probably help do some football games this year, right?
Yeah, he's said he'd like to not to do that, do many, but so.
Yeah, but in a pinch, Mayer will step up.
Oh, yeah, he always does.
And the home games, he's close enough that he can.
When's the stoplight come on? Where's the mayor at?
Tomorrow morning.
Baby. Fire it up.
Tomorrow? Because there's going to be a 28-car pileup.
It's scheduled for 9 o'clock, but it depends on when they get there.
That's what we're going to be hearing. Where's the mayor?
Where's that dumb...
Who in the heck was
the police chief did ask for to be called when they decide when they're going to come and switch everything over so he can make sure he's there.
We should
sure
do a live remote tomorrow. See, that would be...
Yeah, the best one would have been when they did it last week, when they turned it on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There goes one running a stop sign. There goes a Cooper truck, 90 mile an hour.
Right through, there, blowing through.
And I saw a guy come from the west. He wasn't local, but some sort of a work truck, pickup truck. And he pulled up coming from the west, and he sat there, and people from every direction, every the other three directions, all went twice before he finally... He wasn't going anywhere.
I ain't going.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, what'd you do tonight?
What'd I do tonight?
Yeah.
What did I do?
The town, maximum busy today.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Yeah. Calps. The WOW has campers. They're still lined up.
Oh, yeah.
I had 100 campers go by the garage today.
Yep.
Yeah.
I went and ate lunch at Tin Cupboard, and there, and I had to sit in the corner. Every table was packed to the gills. You couldn't walk in.
Can't move in there.
No.
The WOW weekend. Yeah. Crazy.
The and Greg colleague had his Rugrats in there. Well, God love him. Oh man, it was this. I'll tell you what. Every time I go into Tin Cupboard, there's 10 people in there.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's booming.
Yeah. God, Joanne. God love
her. Maybe she should have bought the Brockman building and go into there.
What is going on with mariachis? Anything? Are we done?
A lot of movement. I think we're moving guys in upstairs.
Huh?
I think they're moving in.
So there's something happening.
I've seen couches and I've seen a bunch of stuff.
We don't care if anybody moves in upstairs.
We want a place to get a bacon sandwich.
We need some food.
Or something, especially on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Sunday, we got to be able to eat.
Wonder how close we are. Last I heard was November.
Are you? Not really.
That's what I was looking
at. I thought it was August.
Well, it was for a little while. And then they said...
while ago, it was spring. It was this past spring was going to be when it got going.
Yeah, it was supposed to be started in May.
For lunch today, I had... It don't matter. Because for lunch today, I had chicken mashed potatoes corn from Brick Street.
Ooh.
You cannot beat chicken mashed potatoes corn.
Oh, yeah.
But, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's are you a chocolate good. Pudding guy? Or
yeah.
Are you?
I like the butterscotch. Like Scutterbotch.
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 I bought Rocker's dinner day. Didn't say thanks. Kiss my ass or have an apple, did he? He was worried about his top 10 list.
Yep, he was.
I told him, I said, put tractor pulling on there.
There you think?
Yeah. You guys made fun of him. He's mad at me now.
Well, because he started it off as old fashioned.
Threw the old fashioned at us. Threw a curveball at us.
Instead of traditional.
World Series. Wait a minute. Come on.
NBA Finals. What? Since last week. That isn't old fashioned.
I love it.
Traditional.
How about the weather the last 3 days?
What do you think?
It's unbelievable.
I had my furnace on 5 days in a row.
It's about fall.
Yeah, I know.
You just came from Michigan. How's golfing?
Starting tomorrow.
Golfing was great.
Tomorrow, it's going to be 85 or 90.
I played 36 holes, had two pars.
Ooh. A lot of birdies?
No.
Not a lot of birdies.
Whoa. That was my golf game.
That was your goose.
Pure worst goose. I ever golfed. But so nice.
Nice course. That's what it looked like. Treetops. Beautiful.
Unbelievable nice. I had a great little trip.
Yeah.
Ended too soon. Had to get back.
Yeah, quickie.
It was fun. How about you? Everything good at the shop?
Good. Yep.
Buckeyes. Yeah. What's football? How are we going to be? Who knows?
The Buckeyes are going to be awesome.
They should be awesome.
But they got 2 weeks yet. NFL's got 2 weeks. We just got high school. It's all high school now.
Yeah.
It's
high school time.
You know, and I'm tired of listening to the freaking pundits talking about NFL. I'm tired of it already.
Yeah. Let's go.
Drives me crazy. Drives me absolutely.
Yeah, that's what they get paid for.
Reds. Up and
breaking
down
news.
And up and down.
Yeah?
What do you got?
Joey Votto announces his retirement.
Joey
Votto. Retired.
Did they sign him a contract with the Reds? Just
he just did it on Instagram and said he's got a picture of himself outside the AAA ballpark and says, this is it, boys. So,
good night, Grace.
Joey Votto. Reds are getting beat 6-5 in the fifth inning tonight.
Well, at least it
looks. They're going to score seven more, so it'll be 12
to 6. Well, they were down 6-0, they're coming back.
Yep, they're going to win 12 to 6.
I like it.
12-6 is what your prediction is?
Yep.
Big innings.
You're a predictor.
Yeah, and I'm almost never right.
Big innings.
No, you're always right.
Yeah, of course I am. Yes. That's why I make so much money gambling.
Yeah. Kona Ice. Going to be at all the football games this year.
Yeah, I'm thinking that might be good till late October.
I was thinking the same
or
thing.
Or middle October, but.
Might be a little cold.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. So is that locally owned, or why would they come here and not somewhere else, or what's going on there? I don't understand it. I don't know who that is. Uh-oh. Did you guys get a good text?
Mayor chiming in. Mayor said, you got a goose league. You got a gas league in there. Tied up 6-6, according to Mayor. He still listens. He's a baseball guy.
Oh, boy. Yep, so they only have six more to get till my predictions, right?
Prediction will be right.
You're unbelievable.
till they get 25-6, yeah. To get lost, get beat.
Say, whoops. So you fired up for the Wild?
Yeah. Yeah.
The 50-50 to Thursday night is $236,000.
It's insane.
No, by the way, you still have 25 minutes to
still nine
or 9:30.
Till 9 o'clock is when they're still selling. I didn't think about that till just now, but yeah.
Is it 9? I thought it was 8.
My wife just bought some.
Nope.
Let's look it up. I'm all over it, boys.
Looking on WoW Super Raffle.
It's 9 or 9:30.
It's 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Let's see here. Their campers rolling in. Yep, sale ends at 9 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time tonight.
How about, you want me to take your tent down there? I got Bobby Magoo.
Magoo?
Is getting in line at 2:30.
Well, yep. He's going to be ahead of me then, because I ain't going down early.
So this hasn't been updated on their Facebook page, at least on mine, since 4 o'clock. So it's still 200,000, but the Wendelin guys were saying it was 247 when they came in.
Who is Brandon Weirich's wife? What's her name?
Amanda.
Yeah.
She had something about it was over. Let me see what
200 and something.
Yep.
Well, Jack just said that too. I think.
Yeah, those guys were saying it was
248,000.
Wow.
It'll be 250 by 9 o'clock.
125,000.
It's grew like
it's incredible.
$75,000 today.
Yeah. Yeah. When Ryan was on last week, it was 85 or 90, and he said we're probably going to get to 125. Well, we blew past that so
we
fast.
We doubled that. Say goodnight. Say goodnight.
So I would say that the company that they hired to do it online, paid for itself.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Absolutely. Because can you imagine? Those guys trying to sort all that stuff out when,
crazy money.
Yep.
That's crazy.
That's life-changing money.
Yep.
That's huge. Can you imagine going down? Wow, I'm up $125,000 right now.
Somebody.
Yeah, remember the girl from Coldwater won last year, won
$45,000. Yeah, she went that night. Remember?
She was there.
She was there. Right. If I win, I'm going there naked tomorrow.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, it's better tomorrow than on Friday or Saturday. And
streaking
the
on the wall bash.
I am streaking.
Streaking on the wall bash.
And I'm giving anybody streaks with me $1,000.
There you go.
Oh, wow, well, that's
you
not too bad.
Out.
No, I don't think I'm going to do that. But
you in or out? You in or out?
Yeah. Well, I think I have an idea. I'm going to say I'm in.
Yep.
And then there will be people that will give me money, more money than that, not to do it.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't want to see that. Yeah, give me $100.
I do not want to see that.
Have you ever won anything?
Not a thing.
No. You?
No.
No, me either.
I've sold 50 tickets every year.
Yeah.
I haven't sold one winner.
You've never sold a winner?
Not a winner.
Wow.
We're dead.
So don't buy a ticket off Feely's or Hastings.
Way too late.
Sale.
Bad.
Well, you're 10 months too late if you want to buy a ticket. So.
Yeah, you're a little late.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it
and
is.
And then they went to like prize number 8 in Tow and Go. Last year they had 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They bumped that up, too. I got to go and get one of them. I still ain't got one of them.
When's that?
I think you have till tomorrow.
Tomorrow you can get something like that.
Tomorrow you get to Tow and Go.
Yep.
So how long we got to the 50-50?
Till 9 o'clock, so 20 minutes.
I'm in. You want
$20?
You in or out?
I bought some today, but we could do some. We could do some if you want to.
Gary Holman says, come get your 50-50 ticket.
We can go up and get them?
Yep, 3 minutes ago.
What do you mean? You just go there and buy them?
Yeah, you can. You can do that, yes.
She must be.
How much are we throwing in?
I can throw in $20.
Anybody want in? Calvin?
Calvin.
Mayor, you in or out?
In or in?
No, we don't want him in. We don't want him winning our money. I'm going to split it with him.
One of us got to go get those.
100 tickets sold for $100. Okay.
What's now?
Yep, you can get 100 tickets for $100.
Well, we got, how many can we get for 60?
I can't remember what it is. Let me look.
We should have got Jack.
Jack should
have. I'll get Jack. I'll throw Jack in.
Okay.
Jack,
what you got going there, Fee? What? Somebody's got something singing.
What the hell's going on here?
Okay.
I heard music.
That means we got to get going.
Yeah.
Yep. So, Wow Super Raffle and...
There's 80. So I got $100. Jack and Bill. We'll get Jack and Bill. Each owe me 20.
Yep.
Okay. I'm in.
We got 100?
I got 100. Well, I threw in 60. I'll get Jack, Bill, me, you, and Neil.
Yep. Perfect.
$100.
$100 worth of get you 100 tickets.
Well,
I'm in. Back our heads.
Who?
Calby.
Calby's in?
Calby's in.
Yeah, 20 tickets for $40, so $2 a piece. 100 for $100.
100 for $100.
5 for 20, which is $4. Every time you get more, you get them half price. So,
well, then I'll get so me, you, Calpy, Neil, Jack, and Bill. Well, we gotta get 100.
Jack. Yeah,
we'll go 10 and 10. Bill and Jack.
10 and 10. There you go. Just in case.
Yep.
Okay. All right, I gotta get going then.
Yep.
All right. Next week, we're going to have 100,000. We're going to be loaded.
We're going to be extremely rich.
We're going to buy a new studio.
Buy a new studio.
Chuck will be happy.
Chuck will be ecstatic.
We'll be ecstatic after our big
folks, race. Have a hell of a weekend. Go Indians.
Go Wow.
Go Wow. Go Indians. Great
Good
weekend.
Luck to everybody down there.
Good luck.
Good
have
luck
fun.
To everybody down there.
Spend some money.
Yep. See ya.
See you next week.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and P was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.